Great to see all of you gathered here. We got a big crowd here this morning. This morning we're going to hear in our reading from Deuteronomy, and actually at the beginning of our worship service, we're going to talk about the third commandment. What is the third commandment? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You're already here today. We're done. We've done our job. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You're here. Actually, there's a lot more than just coming to church. It's great to remember the Sabbath day, to hear God's word, to celebrate the good things that God is doing in our lives. And we're going to hear it in our worship service here this morning, especially as we uplift and pray for Mallory Stokes as she is graduating from Philomath High School. We're very thankful for Mallory and the gift of life that God has given you, Mallory. And then also as Jannie Halesto receives her first communion during the communion part of the service. And we're very thankful for the gift that God's giving to Jannie today, but also for a lifetime to receive forgiveness of sins and the strengthening of her faith. Also in our worship service this morning, we are we're going to be addressing the book of Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And to be encouraged once again to know what true wisdom is all about, and our God gives it to us for sure. Just a few announcements before we begin. The first is that next weekend, of course, is the end of the year barbecue. And so there are extra activities for the youth. If you were here for Bible study, I shared that there, you know, we play wiffle ball, and I just always win. So we need some youth to like come out there and play and beat the pastor at wiffle ball and some of the other adults as well. So that's next barbecue. We have youth activities, the youth Sunday school hour. And then the next Sunday, June 17th, is when we switch to our summer hours, and so our summer schedule. And I want to make sure we're clear on that. There's adult Bible study only. We're going to take a look at the minor prophets through the summer, 8:30 a.m. in the fellowship hall. And then worship is at 9:30 a.m. starting June 17th. And we carry that schedule through the rest of the summer. And then just two other people that I want to recognize before the service begins. Well, one of them's here today. That is Terry Garvin. Terry, please stand up. Terry has retired from Philomath High School. So we're 32 years. Terry led the Philomath dance team to state titles, right? What years was that? 95, 96. Husband Dave took the boys basketball team to a state title in 2002. I also think he did it in Iowa as well, right? Is that right? So it's 2-2. You know, husband and wife, you can't put it over the other one, Terry. But it's even. So we're very thankful for you, Terry. God's blessings to you. She's not going anywhere. We're going to see her here at Peace, but do give her recognition today. And then also, I don't think the Johnsons are here, but Dan, either this Sunday or next Sunday, he wants to share with you the change that he's going to have at Philomath High School and let you know more information about that as well. So it's very exciting to hear what God is going to do through Dan at Philomath High School next year. There is a final concert for Dan Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at Philomath High School. So I wanted to share that as well. It's floating around Facebook. Are there any other announcements to share before we begin this morning? Maggie.
Sally wasn't able to be here today. She's a little under the weather. So she asked me to make sure, as Pastor said, we're having the barbecue, end of the year barbecue next Sunday. The men are going to be doing hamburgers and hot dogs. There's chips. And then there's ice cream, but if you would like to bring a salad, that would be greatly appreciated, or some kind of fruit or something, that would be great.
Thanks, Maggie. And Bryson.
All right, quick announcement. This coming Saturday is Funk in the Forest. It's a Corvallis music festival that my band puts on, DTW. So if you'd like to come out to that, it's on June 9th. Tickets you can find at funkintheforest.com. Or you can also find us on Facebook, and you can find ticket info there. Kids are free, so parents and stuff, you don't have to worry about getting tickets for them also. But it's going to be all day, Saturday, starting, I think, at 2 p.m., going to 10 p.m., after party at Squirrel. So it's a real fun event at Avery Park. So, yeah, in the forest, yeah. Yeah, so hopefully some of you will make it. It's going to be really fun. It's, like, great lineup. Five Alarm Funk's coming down from Vancouver, B.C., so they're our headliners this year. But, yeah, thanks again.
Check in with Bryce if you have more questions. Yeah. Thanks, Bryson.